yesterday. I was up before the dawn. And I really haven't.
Well, you know, you look at the number of restaurants closed in Michigan permanently, 1 in 5. He told us, I think the number's actually significantly higher. And Michigan restaurants are going to be closed permanently, along with a lot of other places. I'm going to have a list, and I'll have it for you here shortly, because I want you to know that we're going to stay on top of this. Let's see here. here's a list. This is easy list to get to. By the way, this is from May. Panera Bread, two locations in Clinton Township. Let's see here. I'm going to get the whole list here for you. I'm going to get it all. Vegan Sweets, Sugar Beet Bakery, the Ford Road Tijuana Mexican Kitchen, Cruz and Muir Roadhouse, Wolfgang Puck, left the MGM Grand permanently, Brewo Tacos in Cass Corridor, Boozy Ice Cream in Farmington. I mean, I could just do this. We could do this all day. Side Biscuit in Ann Arbor, the Detroit Institute of Bagels in Corktown. Gone. Meanwhile, by the way, while Michigan is in the bottom 5 states for vaccination distribution, because we have no plan for that either. We had no plan to open schools. We had no plan to get restaurants open. We had no plan to get the virus taken care of by distributing the vaccine. If you don't want it, that's your choice. But for those that do, you know who's leading? Here's how embarrassing it is. Little old West Virginia. Little old West Virginia setting the pace on the vaccine rollout. Want to know why? Well, let me give some stats first. West Virginia, first in the nation to finish offering first doses to all long-term care centers before the end of December. Second doses by the end of January. They're all done. All their long-term care centers, all done statewide. West Virginia has been a diamond in the rough, said Republican Governor Jim Justice. Rather than relying on national chains to distribute the vaccine exclusively, they turned to 250 local pharmacists. Now remember how small West Virginia is. It's about a third the population of Michigan. And the big move by the governor here recently was to get Meijer stores, good move, 120 pharmacies ready to go. Less than half of the number of local pharmacists who set up clinics in rural communities all over West Virginia, a state that's a third the population of Michigan. And because it comes from a local pharmacist like Rick Griffith at Griffith and Field in Canova, a little town near the Kentucky state line, people trust you. He's 71 years old. He's been there. It's a family business. As my uncle always told me, these people aren't your customers. They're your friends and neighbors. So when you see this happening, Walgreens participating. CVS so far has been not helpful. Oh, by the way, here's something else in West Virginia. Officials there giving credit to a 50-person command center at the state's National Guard headquarters in the capital of Charleston, West Virginia. Leaders of the vaccine operation and state health officials sit between plexiglass dividers to oversee shipments of the doses to several hubs around the state. From there, deliveries go to the drugstores and local health departments, and they get it done. What did Michigan do? Our governor went off to interview to be vice president. Our governor went off to become part of the Democratic National Committee. Our governor has not put together a 50-person command center. The Michigan State Police has an operations center that would work probably better than any facility in the United States to do just this. What did we do? We didn't do that. We complained. We moaned. We blamed Washington. The people in West Virginia are thankful they didn't have a governor that was so inept. So inept. If the state would have solely activated the federal plan, they would have had zero control over the situation. They didn't complain for a national plan. They made a plan themselves in West Virginia, and they lead the nation to those little, the little hayseeds of West Virginia, those hicks, those deplorables in West Virginia figured out how to get everybody vaccinated that wanted it. How amazing is that? Those rednecks. Wow. Little old West Virginia setting the pace on vaccine rollout. And apparently a few other things. Meanwhile, Metro Detroit schools, the unions there don't want to return to school on March the 1st, as the governor's talking about. There's no plan, they say. Boy, I'm shocked to hear that. Stunning revelation. talking about plans, plan for your retirement, plan to save some money, plan to look out for yourself. Do that with Craig Stiles and Ameriprise Financial. The Desideri approach is a unique proprietary approach to your information. You're different than anyone else. Your needs are different than mine, which are different than my neighbors, which is different than the guy up north and the guy down south. All different. And the lady over there, she's got something totally different in mind altogether. The Desideri approach with Craig Stiles and Ameriprise Financial will make a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all at all. A custom plan just for you. Give Craig Stiles a call, would you please? So many people that listen to the Steve Gruber Show have done so already. What are you waiting for? It's worth a phone call, right? It's worth a conversation. You're going to find something totally different when you talk to Craig Stiles. The number 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893. Take my advice. Give Craig a call. 517-483-4893. Back in a moment.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart.